During the winter months, the biggest worries that come to mind are, of course, heating is the number one. The first thing is to make sure that they have their furnace inspected every year by a qualified professional. It doesn't mean they go downstairs and peek through the vents. You need to have a qualified professional come in, check your furnace, make sure everything's up and running. There's a lot of safety features on today's furnaces that keep us safe, not only from fire, but also from carbon monoxide. And we need to make sure all these features are working on these furnaces when we go to sleep at night, especially. To tail off of that, you know, they also need to make sure their carbon monoxide detector's been checked up to date. If you flip over your carbon monoxide detector on the back, it'll have a date of manufacture. It should be less than 10 years old. It should have a battery backup if it's not battery only. If it's plugged into the wall, then it should have a battery backup to it so that when the power goes out, it's still monitoring. But you should have those. The best kind to have is the kind with a little digital readout. It makes it a little easier to see, you know, what's going on, because it'll say error when there's an error. So, you know, those two things come hand in hand. You know, you also talk about fireplaces. There's a lot of fireplaces in town. Make sure your chimney's been inspected. It's been cleaned. Make sure your fireplace box is intact. Make sure you have a metal screen or tempered glass door. What we mean by tempered glass is, basically, if you buy it at one of the fireplace stores, it's going to be tempered glass. It's safety glass. So instead of breaking into big shards of glass, it breaks into little bitty pieces of glass. It's a lot safer. But we need those things there to protect the fire from popping, you know, how wood pops and sparks coming out through the carpet. So we want to avoid those. And then the big touchy one with winter and heating is, of course, our space heaters. There's a lot of people who have older space heaters, and you know, we've done that one time with a space heater. I have that old space heater, and we caught a towel on fire by dropping it on it. So that'll happen with older space heaters. So we want newer model space heaters. The main functions we want with the new models is they have temperature regulation where they won't overheat. So if something does fall in front of it and block it, the temperature gets so high it shuts off. It has to have tip-over protection so that if it falls over, it's going to shut off. We don't want them falling over and catching the carpet on fire. And it also has to have the safety grid on the front of it. We used to have the old ones with just the wire grill where kids could still get their fingers in there. The newer ones have that safety grid with little bitty holes so no one can stick their fingers inside. Those are three things we really need to look for. Plus, you shouldn't be using anything that's older than 10 years once again. You know, everything changes, new technology. So being warm is important, I agree with that, but if you're gonna use a space heater, we need to make sure these safety features are in effect. And the other big thing with any heating device, whether it be a kerosene heater, space heater, or a furnace, is we want to make sure we have 36 inches of clearance all the way around it. The National Fire Protection Association calls it a kid-free zone. No kids allowed within 36 inches. But we also don't want drapes. We don't want newspapers piled on the floor. We don't want furniture pushed up against the space heater that can overheat and catch on fire. So these are kind of the main worries. You know, it's more common sense. Just think, how can I keep myself safe with this? Make sure you set it on a stable floor where it won't tip over easily. But we need to worry about those space heaters, check our fireplaces, check our furnace, and make sure that everything's up to date and that carbon monoxide detector's in place.